technology. Then slowly past here, past grandfather's, and on down towards that Claudius. Just coasting along easy like a patrol car.
Well, we can't keep him off the street.
If I had an ex-husband like Rock, I wouldn't get married in the same town even. I'd keep it a secret and go to Reno.
You go upstairs with those dresses before they all get wrinkled.
Look what they're doing, Sharon.
Oh!
Let me have some of them. My word, I kept for 2 hours.
I'm sorry, Mom. Here, you take 3 and I'll take 3.
Jack, are you here? Oh, Betty, is Jack?
Father Barber. Come on, let's go. Jack's in here in the living room, Father Barber. Hi, Grandfather. Excuse me, we're taking dresses upstairs.
Yes, Jack. Russ Farnsworth is cruising around the neighborhood 4 hours before he's due to visit the children.
I know that.
He cut me dead. I was clipping the hedge. He's driving with the top down. He came coasting along 2 feet from our curb. I said, how do you do, Russ? He gave me a cold, hard look. Yes, didn't he?
That boy is early because he thinks it might worry somebody.
It worries me. I told Claudia this morning, if I were one in this wedding, I'd engage off-duty policemen to patrol the grounds during the ceremony.
Well, Dad, I don't...
Russ Kibble, he's hysterical. I told Nicholas, ever since Joan divorced Russ, there has been a wild look about him.
Dad, Paul and I have both talked to Russ. We don't think...
Don't condescend, Jack. I may be an alarmist, possibly so, but he has built a pistol range in his basement. So Penelope, he has scored 10 bullseyes in a row. Why is he practicing? What for?
Worry people like you, I imagine.
Is Father over here?
Yes, Hazel. Jack is here, too.
Jack? Oh, good. Early, how wonderful.
I'm going to start that rally round with Claude's making.
They'll be delighted to see you.
Did you want me?
Aren't you coming home? It's noon, Father.
Not too hungry.
And you better tell Mother. She's ready to make your lunch.
Yes, I'll speak to her. Stop by for me, Jack. I'll walk over the Claudius with you. I want to help, too, you know, if people will find something for me to do.
God's got all the help she needs. I'm glad you're here, Jack. Claude phoned. Ross Farnsworth stopped his car across the street down there, and Nicky's gone to the florist. He said, send somebody over, even Father, if I couldn't find anybody else.
Okay. Betty, I'm going to Claude. Betty? Where'd she go?
Daddy, look out the front window.
Huh?
Oh, he didn't stay. Ross is driving back up this way.
Jack, there's Ross Farnsworth's car.
We see it. I don't see any reason to panic.
He's stopping.
He stopped at Emily Stewart.
Oh, well, sure enough.
Daddy, he's going in. He's going in to Mrs. Stewart.
Yeah. He's gone up to walk at Emily's. Oh, hi, Hazel, hi.
Well, we saw him.
I know why. That's the one place he can get all the gossip. Hey, Mom, haven't you got a plate of cookies or some nut bread or something that I could take over to Mrs. Stewart?
Well,
now, that isn't such a bad idea. Let's go out in the kitchen and see.
Maybe... Oh, now, hold on.
Now, Jack, let her go. This might be important. Carol can find out why he came so early.
Carefully puts them away in the basement, and so comes in the back way a little later, finding, to his surprise, a deserted kitchen.
Honey!
I'm coming, Henry. Where did you disappear to?
Hazel gave me to understand you were fixing lunch.
No, but I will. What would you like?
Some sort of misunderstanding. I'm not hungry. I'm going back to the
kitchen. Oh, now, just a minute. You didn't have any breakfast, did you? You'd better have something hot.
I'm not at all hungry.
Well, sit down in the breakfast room. You can sip a cup of chicken soup. It'll take 3 minutes to heat it up.
There you Ross Farnsworth drove past here at noon. He isn't due to visit the children until 4 o'clock. As he went by, I said politely, how do you do, Ross? He looked at me squarely, cut me dead. He's driving his convertible with the top down.
Oh, when was this?
When I was clipping the hedge. If I were running this wedding, I would have a half dozen off-duty policemen guarding the house.
Oh, wouldn't the columnists love to get hold of that?
Yes. I said to Claudia this morning, they planned the wedding to a split second. One slip and they're done in. Dr. MacArthur flying in from Los Angeles. A little wisp of fog and they'll have no minister.
Oh, Henry.
It shows their inexperience, that's all. Having the ceremony on the day Ross visits his children. Why, that's ridiculous. How can they be sure he'll leave at 6 when he's supposed to? And even if he should leave, how do they know he'll get out of the neighborhood and behave himself?
Did Claudia send you home this morning?
Yes.
You stood around over there making dire predictions. You couldn't have been very helpful.
I'm not making dire predictions, Fanny. I've run a good many weddings in my time, and they've all gone off smoothly. Well, except Hank's. It's my practice to think of every possible contingency, prepare for it, then...
But we're going to take a back seat this time and let Claudia and Nicholas run it.
Yes.
You and I have no responsibility whatever, and I must say I like it. It's too hot.
I'm even less hungry than I was before.
Well, nevertheless. You have some wafers?
No, thanks.
Bread and butter?
No, thank you.
There, try that. Then if I were you, I'd go upstairs and stretch out for a little nap.
Nap on a wedding day. I doubt if I can sit down.
Grandmother?
Yes, Sharon?
Mrs. Emily Stewart sent back to take camp.
Oh, thank you. Well, when were you over there?
A few minutes ago. I was just telling Daddy and Mom. Guess what? Ross Farnsworth got himself invited for lunch.
Huh? That's Emily Stewart?
Uh-huh. He wanted to talk to her about Joan's wedding, I guess. He's sitting out in the kitchen, crying.
Crying?
Yeah, big tears in his eyes. Gee, that's the first time I ever saw a grown man weeping. Well, I gotta go. We're trying on the bridesmaids' dresses to see if we've grown too much. We never even thought of that. Bye.
Jack, coming back from Claudia's half an hour later, finds Betty again freshening a bridesmaid's dress.
I thought you'd done that.
Oh, he tried them on. Mary Lou sat down, you know, plop. Someday I'm going to have Claudia come over and give these girls lessons on how to sit down like ladies.
They did, then?
Hmm? Oh, well, they've all grown a little, but it'll be all right. At least they'll be worn through a whole wedding from beginning to end. You hate to make a bridesmaid's dress for half a wedding.
That's something. Right. Who came in?
Daddy!
Yes, Jen, what is it?
Daddy? Mom, I sat down in Ross Farnsworth's cart just to look at the push button, and guess what? In the glove compartment, he brought his gun.
Oh, no!
Yes, sir. It's in there with two black gloves and a box of bullets. Do you think that big crybaby might fire at somebody? Maybe Father Barber was right, Jack.
Yeah, I better go over and have a talk with Nicky.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities.